On silent feet, the woman crept through the streets. Life had been hard for her, and she had made many mistakes. People often told her she was a bad person and treated her unkindly. She kept to the shadows, so no one would see her. "I have to get to Simon the Pharisee's house," she thought to herself. "I must see Jesus." When the woman reached the house, she slipped in quietly. Would she be able to get to Jesus? Would the servants let her go beyond the front door? She could see that Jesus was getting ready to eat with Simon. Silently, the woman crept up to Jesus. Crying with relief, she let her tears fall on Jesus' feet. Then she kissed his feet, dried them with her hair, and poured some expensive perfume over them. The smell of the perfume filled the house. Simon wasn't impressed. In fact, he was shocked. "Doesn't Jesus know that this woman has done bad things?" he thought. "If Jesus really is from God, he wouldn't let this bad woman touch him." Jesus knew what Simon was thinking, and he wanted to teach the Pharisee about God's grace, so he told a little story. "Two people owed some money to a banker," explained Jesus. "One of them owed 500 silver coins, and the other owed 50. Since neither of them could pay the banker back, the banker said that they didn't have to pay him anything. Which one of them will love the banker more?" "I suppose it would be the one who owed the most and didn't have to pay it back," Simon answered reluctantly. "Exactly right," agreed Jesus. Jesus turned toward the woman and asked Simon the Pharisee, "Have you noticed this woman? When I came into your house, you did nothing to welcome me. You didn't give me water so I could wash my dusty feet. She has washed my feet with her tears. You didn't greet me with a kiss of welcome. She hasn't stopped kissing my feet. You didn't even pour oil on my head, but she has poured expensive perfume on my feet." Simon had nothing to say. "Life has not been easy for this woman," continued Jesus. "She has made mistakes, but that doesn't stop God from loving her. This woman knows that God has forgiven her, and she loves God even more because of it. That is why she has shown great love to me." Then Jesus smiled at the woman. "You are forgiven," he said gently. "Go with God's peace."